Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dugan. Clancy moves to third. Mostill moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clancy scores. Mostill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Mostill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mostill. Gehrig moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pennock covering, for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Koenig tags and moves to third. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. Falk scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 1 in the game. DeRocher strikes out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pennock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive towards short. Koenig catches it and tags out Mostill for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Musial reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musial scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 2 in the game. Durocher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Here's the throw into the infield and Com is out. Metzler scores. Falk moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Yankees. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. Redfern hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a line drive towards short. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 0-for-3 in the game. DeRozier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Mo Berg. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Bill Cecil pinch runs for Bill Barrett. We'll see more now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lyons moves to third. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.